Paul, you must be fairly proud of that performance overall tonight.
Yeah, I am. I thought, for 102 minutes, we've held a championship team, a top championship team. I know they've made some changes, but they've got a lot of quality within that. When you consider that three out the back four that started the game had to swap positions within that. I'm really pleased with a lot of aspects of tonight. I'm a lot better than that. Lets me know it's a lot more than what I know they're capable of.
You told the players you now want to see that in the league as effectively as
well?
Yeah,
absolutely, and they know that. Saturday, I'm not going to make any excuses. It was poor, and I'll take all responsibility for it. But it was one defeat in five games. If you take it over the 90 minutes, it's one defeat in six games. Yes, we'd like to score more goals and win the games that we've drawn. But there was a lot of encouraging signs tonight.
In terms of goal scoring, it's your take off Harry Forrester against Bury. It's not finally your first goal in open play as well, which is another positive.
Yeah, it is, and it was a great finish from Willow. I thought our front two were excellent tonight for the majority of the game. They worked them, they ran the channels, they held the ball up, caused their two centre halves all sorts of problems. But that was a catalyst for us as well, because they set the rest of the team off by the harrying and the closing down, and when they got it, they had quality with it as well. We need to see more of that.
You mentioned the front two there, Curtis Main, the man with pace, still on 90 plus minutes.
Yeah, I thought Curtis, he didn't get his goal tonight, but I thought the majority of his play was very, very good, as it was as a team. We defended well, but they've got players like McGoldrick and Pittman, who are top championship players. They take one off, they put Fraser on, who's another top championship player, and that their substitutions made a big difference. But I was really pleased with the three kids that came on tonight as well. Billy showed energy, but Mitchell was outstanding when he came on.
Was it just a case of fitness in extra time with the All-Lads then, Johan?
I think fitness is the easy thing to say. I think they had that extra bit of quality. And as the game went on, they kept the ball better with the quality they had, which made it really difficult for us. McGoldrick, I think he's a top championship player, and he started wandering and picking up little pockets, and it was really difficult for the boys to pick him up.
A couple of young lads out there tonight, good experience for them as well.
Yeah, great experience. When you think it was from 45 minutes onwards, it was a really disjointed back four that we had, and I thought they coped well considering.
Yeah, just want to word on those injuries, obviously McCulloch early on and then Jones at half time.
Yeah, well, looks, he's had a blocked tackle and he's feeling his knee. We don't know the full extent at the minute. But you have a blocked tackle and you jar your knee a little bit, it doesn't look too good. And Rob, unfortunately, he's felt his neck again, which is a shame because the big man's been outstanding for us and he was again tonight. We're hoping it's more similar, and it's looking more similar to when he done it the second time, but it was just he had to let things settle down, then he was fine to come back.
Tensions go back to the league on Saturday now with Burton. A good chance to focus on the league again and get that first win.
Yeah, we'll get Fleetwood first.
Fleetwood, sorry. Yeah.
Look, it's going to be another game, but I want to see more performances like tonight. For the majority of it, we're on the front foot. Looked dangerous going forward, defended well against top players. And as you said, we've got to transform the two results against two top championship teams in the cup into the league now.
Just a quick one on Gary McKenzie and why he wasn't in the 18.
Gaz, and I'm actually quite glad we've done it now. He was feeling quite a few little knocks from Saturday, and we made the decision to leave him out completely tonight with a view that he would be 100% to training Thursday. So in regards to what's happened with Jonah tonight, it was the right decision.
Were you happy with how Taylor Sinclair just slotted in at centre-half?
Yeah, it was a bit strange for him. Said he's been playing one in front, so that was a little bit strange for him moving back as well. But I thought for the majority of the game, they all done well. When it get into extra time and maybe the last 10 minutes of the game as well, their quality in keeping the ball and being relentless and doing the right things, that's why they're at championship level, I think that's all.
Can you quite believe that's the same side which played at Vale Park just 3 days ago?
If you look at both performances, no. But I know what they're capable of. That's why I was hurt by Saturday's performance, like a lot of people were. But we perform like that tonight consistently. But we'll start picking up results sooner rather than later.